Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends Wednesday edition. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Boyd Cottrell, who is the owner of Sporty O'Toole's in Warren, Michigan. Good evening, Boyd. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. I wanted to get a hold of you. You are suing, going up against the state, saying that you're being unfairly, don't have the advantage that some other folks have with the smoking laws and the smoking ban in effect in the state of Michigan. You were in court Monday, I believe.
Yes, I was.
Tell me what happened at the hearing on Monday.
They adjourned it. The judge, Servito, didn't receive the briefs from either side. There was a mix-up somewhere in the court itself because both sides sent in their briefs to the court, I believe, seven to 10 days prior to that. So,
okay.
So just
was
a, just
there
a delay.
A problem with the, somewhere in there that the paperwork hadn't been received by the court.
And so you're going back in a couple of weeks?
Yes, on the 18th at 10 a.m. at the Circuit Court in Mount Clemens.
Okay, and you have a retained an attorney, Red Andrus, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, and you're suing on what basis?
Violating constitutional right to a fair and equal treatment, and by the state passing the law that the there's a no smoking ban, that the state has basically taken my business from me without compensation, and that's another issue. But mainly the fair and equal protection under the law.
And in referring to the fair and equal treatment, is part of your argument that casinos are still allowed to have smoking, the Indian casinos and then three casinos specifically in the Detroit area?
Absolutely. They all have gambling. I have gambling in the form of lottery. Somehow the state has changed the wording on it or something in their mind that Lotto is not gambling, but everybody knows it is, so they can say it's not, but it's definitely gambling. It's wagering money and a chance to gain money, so that's what it is.
Oh, so you're saying that because you have the lottery, that is gambling, and therefore you should fall under the same rules and regulations that the casinos
Absolutely.
Do?
Absolutely. I am essentially a small casino with that, as is every other bar and pretty much any restaurant, actually, that has a liquor license. We are mini casinos, and they're allowing the biggest of the casinos to exist and not the smaller ones is not fair and equal.
And just to make sure we've caught people up, this is the law that went into effect May 1st, 2010. It made Michigan the 38th state to enact a smoke-free law. But what you're referring to and you are currently a part of is the law does not cover gaming floors at it does not cover gaming floors at Detroit's three casinos or 20 casinos around the state run by Indian tribes, and state and cigar bars and tobacco specialty shops are exempt from this,
right.
But it is not allowed in Michigan workplaces, public buildings, restaurants, bars, shopping malls, bowling alleys, concert halls, arenas, museums, mechanic shops, health facilities, nursing homes, educational facilities, and child care centers. So it's a long list where it is not allowed. What does your attorney say to you in terms of the constitutional portion of your lawsuit?
And what way are you asking that?
Well, he's talking about the 5th and 14th Amendments to the Constitution. He's part of your lawsuit says that this law violates that. Is that you're no different than a casino that you alluded to earlier?
Right, it's the fair and equal treatment, and the law that was passed that is taking, it's considered a taking. They have substantially hindered my ability to make money, and I've got an investment that I've spent a whole lot of money after I retired, and I spent basically my life savings for an opportunity to do this, and then they pass a law that says I can't operate it as it was when I bought it, and that's what's happening with that. So,
And if you don't mind, a little of your background, boy, they say timing is everything. You are, am I correct, a retired Detroit police sergeant?
Right.
And you bought the bar, as you said, invested basically your life savings, and you bought this bar back in December of 2009, about a year and a half before this law went into effect.
That was about 6 months before it went into effect, but it was a year ago in December that I purchased it, so I had it for about 6 months before they changed the law.
And what has the economic impact been to this business before and after?
40% to 50%, actually. The bar was not managed properly in my eyes, so that's why I bought it. I thought I could make a nice living off of it, but there's absolutely no chance of that because of the smoking ban. I was increasing business approximately 5% a month up until the smoking ban, and it really wasn't affected at that time at May 1st because of the fact because there was weather that was enjoyable that people can walk outside and smoke a cigarette, and they really didn't mind. It was a novelty kind of thing. But as the weather got colder, people stopped coming to the bar because they didn't want to go out and stand in the snow and wind and rain. And it's not like it's in Florida that it's 65 degrees in January at night and you can walk out there. This is Michigan. Michigan's quite a bit different than there. It's zero and 30-mile-an-hour winds. When you got a 25 below zero wind chill, people would rather stay home.
And
so it's affecting everything, really.
And you said in an article that I read before I talked to you that you were in the black before this ban started, and now you're in a position of losing money each month, and it's you can directly correlate this to the smoking ban?
Yeah, it's again every other bar in the state, I'm sure. I mean, there's maybe a couple of them that have increased business. I can't say the numbers, but I'm sure there may be a couple of them that have increases, but that'd be very few and far between. There's not a bar in my area that has increased business, not one.
And you have gotten some citations and fines, have you not, for people who have smoked?
Yes, I had the original one. They came in and warned me because of a complaint. I don't believe they've seen any or observed anybody smoking at that time. They just went off a complaint. They gave me a warning. The second time, they actually came out and said that they observed me during the game at Michigan State. They said that the owner of the bar was passing out ashtrays, and I never even went to the bar. So I don't know if it was one of their investigators or one of their people that they hired just to go scout the bars. I have no clue, and I haven't got a right to actually face my accuser. They just say I don't have any due process in this whatsoever.
And so, you had several people who came to court on Monday in support of you. Were they other bar owners?
Bar owners, patrons, just concerned citizens.
And part of what the article I read talked about, you expected to have more in a couple of weeks when you go back, more supporters.
There will be, I'm sure there's going to be significantly more. We basically had a four-day warning, and we didn't go out and try to recruit anybody to come. These are just people in a four-day period that heard what was going on, and they chose to show up. The general public knows what's going on now, and there's more time for them to organize. And I'm not attempting to organize anything on my own. It's just the people that are concerned about it are organizing themselves. And I believe, from what I understand, there's going to be quite a few people there.
Well, sir, I appreciate your point of view on this and your perspective, and we will follow the case along as it goes through the court system. Thank you for your time this evening.
You're very much welcome.
Very good. We've been speaking with Boyd Cottrell, who owns Sporty O'Toole's in Warren, Michigan, on the smoking ban has taken it to court. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.